Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe. It's Patriots Friday. It's been a busy one. Very eventful. John in Rhode Island has texted, by the way, Keefe.
No, listen, it happens to everybody.
617-779-7937. He says, sorry, guys, not my strongest call. I got flustered. I wanted to say I got 70 hams. 70 hams?
70 hams?
From winning fantasy football.
Congrats.
That's what he wanted to say.
Hell yeah.
That's what he was trying to spit out there.
Well, call in next week. It's fine. Take the weekend, recover from that.
Put it all down on the
back.
Put those 70 hams down on the Bozo touchdown parlay.
Oh, my God.
Thank us later.
Yep.
Final hour. We will get to Keefe's Keys coming up to the Patriots and Bills week 18, final game of the season. But part of our coordinator series every Friday here on Jones and Keefe. It is Jeremy Springer, Patriots special teams coordinator. He's brought to you by Rate. You can visit Shant, Shant, WEEI.com to learn more. And by McFarlane Energy, a Lennox premier dealer. Jeremy Springer, how are we doing this week?
I'm doing great, man. How about yourself?
We're doing well. As I understand it, is this your second week in a row on this show? Did you draw the short straw? You got stuck with us a second week in a row?
No. I wanted to be on, man. I like talking to you guys. You guys are awesome.
Oh, see, that's nice.
You requested it.
You demanded nice. It. You said, out of my way, AVP. Move over to Marcus Covington. I want this.
I like to get better at talking to the media, so I always like to accept these opportunities when I get them, so they're awesome.
Well, very good. Unfortunately, there hasn't been a ton of highlights this year for the team, but one of them would have to be your guy, Brendan Schooler, getting named to the Pro Bowl roster. That had to be pretty exciting to hear that and deliver the news to him.
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, there's no one in our organization more deserving. The work that he's put forward, you know, and how he's grown into this role, you know, with Slater leaving this past year. And he's really just owned that role, and he's lived up to the hype. And what's crazy is, you know, you don't have Slater anymore. So he's literally taking on these double teams every play. He's getting doubled on every single play. Everyone knows where he's at. And he's still able to go out there and be productive. And when you're able to do that at a high level, that's just the whole league notices. And that's why he's in the Pro Bowl. So nothing I did, nothing. It's all him, man. That dude just works tirelessly, and he's a pro at it. And so I'm just so happy and grateful to be a part of it and to see a guy like that and be around him day by day.
Obviously, he's excited about that, feels good about that, as he should. How about the other side of the coin? I know you don't deal with him directly necessarily, but Christian Gonzalez gets left out where maybe he mm-hmm. was deserving. Like, how does that side of the coin play out with some of these players who are more disappointed about it?
Yeah, I mean, that's the frustrating thing. I sit next to Gonzo every time we're in team meetings, so I know what type of player he is and what he's put on film. And, man, it just shows you really, like, there's guys every year that get snubbed out of not being the Pro Bowl. He's definitely a top-tier guy. I think he's a Pro Bowl without a doubt, a starter in the Pro Bowl. But it's a tough league, man. There's a lot of good players, a lot of great players that play at a high level, and there's only there's only so many spots. And so sometimes those, some of those guys get kind of snubbed out. I can guarantee you if our record was flipped around, he'd probably be in the Pro Bowl. It's kind of how it works. And that's the thing about football is when you're winning, everything's better. So you get more guys in the Pro Bowl. You get more recognition. Everything's better. And that leads to more guys in the Pro Bowl, in my opinion. So that's usually always kind of reflects winning as well.
You know, I think it was the first time we talked at the beginning of the season. It was about the new kickoff rules. And now that you've, yeah. now that you've seen it, you know, 16 games of it, yeah. Where do you come down on weighing the pros and cons of just blasting it through the end zone every time and giving them the ball yeah. with, you know, decent field position versus trying to make a play on it, also not giving up a run back, like all that stuff. Where do you come down now?
Yeah, I'm going to go back and look, and I've done it every week already, so just kind of go back through my notes and really dissect it when the season ends. But, you know, I wish you can be a little more creative. Like, if we're going to have another talk in the offseason with the coordinators and the NFL, it's to how to make this play a little more creative so we can do more on kickoff and kickoff return. Because right now, with the alignments and the rules, you have to be you're very stagnant in what you can do. You can only do so much. And because you can only do so much, especially on kickoff, you don't want to cover every single kick. If you're covering 7-8 kicks a game, you're going to end up giving 2 or 3 returns past the 35-40, and that could lead to 17 points or 10 points right there. So that's where we've been. I think we've done a really good job all year of just not covering every kick. We've been consistent and selective in what we've done. It's helped us be a pretty good coverage team when we count. But at the same time, I want to be more creative. I want to cover more. I'm a coordinator. Like, I want to do more with our guys. I want to be able to scheme things up on kickoff and kickoff return. But right now, it's just very stagnant. It hasn't been very fun in that sense because I want to be more creative. But hopefully in the offseason, we can come to more agreements on how we can do that to make the play more exciting than what it is right now. Because right now, I don't think it's a very exciting play.
Patriots special teams coordinator Jeremy Springer joining us here on a Patriots Friday. Jones and Keefe on WEEI. I don't know that we've asked you about this. Your connections to Gerard Mayo and New England, what brought you here? What was that process like? Kind of a peek behind the curtain and how that all went down for you this offseason, becoming a member of the New England Patriots.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, I was with the LA Rams previously. We were in the playoffs this past season at this moment, going to play first round Detroit. The game ended. What's funny is I didn't know Gerard Mayo directly, knew Elliot, and the way I knew Elliot was I ran a couple as an assistant at the LA Rams. I ran a couple of pro days, and he was at one of those pro days where he saw me kind of run it and was impressed at how I ran it, how I conducted myself, and that helped me get in the door from an interview standpoint, you know, and recommended me. I went through the interview process and then was able to get the job. So it's kind of about being at the right place, right time to get, you know, a voice in the door on this job and then get the interview. And then you have to go win the interview as well from there. So it's kind of how this profession works, like every other profession, right? About who you know and then being at the right place, the right time. And then when you get your opportunity, make the most of it right there. So grateful for that, grateful for the opportunity. I know it hasn't been the best for the fans, and we're always trying to put the best part. I know for a fact I'm always trying to put the best part that I can on the field, and I'm always disappointed when we can't do that. And all I'm looking forward to is, you know, just get an opportunity, then do the best I can to be the best I can at this job and be the best I can for the fans and the people in this organization.
So you answered some of it there. Like, it's been a disappointing year, obviously, on the field with the three wins. There's a lot of speculation about job security, head coaches, assistant coaches, coordinators. Do you feel like you made the right choice coming here?
100%. I'll do it 100 times over and over again. And that's part of the profession. I mean, you take this job, and every year to me, like, every year, I don't care if we just went undefeated. The next year, it's a one-year contract. Like, you have to perform, and you have to put a good product in the field, or your job's going to be at jeopardy. It goes for players. It goes for coach. That's for everything. And that's part of the profession. Like, if you don't want to join the Army, then don't join the Army. So, like, this other profession is, it's a very high level where wins are everything. Wins mean everything. The fans pay a lot of money to be in the seats. I mean, a lot of guys would spend their whole paycheck to be in those seats. And for us not to put a product that's a winning product, they should be upset. And that's where you look at your offseason and you're like, all right, what can I do better? You know, it's just a fact of the matter. Where can I do better? Evaluate yourself at a very critical rate and get better. That's all you can do is get better and do your best to be the best product for the fans and the people in the organization. And that's what I'm going to do every single time, you know, and our job is always at jeopardy. I think that way. And that's why I try to be the best I can for the people and the team.
You know, I'm curious about this game in particular on Sunday, because I'm with you. It's all about wins. And Well, almost every week, yeah, it's all about wins. Because fans now, this weekend, I would say the vast majority of us fans would actually prefer a loss just so you can have the number one pick, right, and then sort of figure out what you're going to do there. And just sort of for the future of the franchise, and, you know, next year, the year after that, the year after that, it'd be more advantageous to have the number one pick and then do whatever it is that you do with the number one pick versus, say, pick number four. So how do you guys even go about, has that even been brought up, like, in coaches' meetings, or just sort of like what's on the line in this game?
Yeah, dude, I'm a competitor. I've game planned. I've prepared so that we can go out and dominate on my phase of the game and that special teams. And I know Coach Mayo's been adamant with us on, hey, we're winning. We're playing to win this game. He's done a great job messaging that throughout the team, through our players, through our whole staff. He's been very consistent with that. And, hey, for me, it's all about winning. I want the fans to be happy. I want the fans to be excited. And I get it. Trust me, I get the whole background as a fan, what you want. But at the same time, I'm trying to put the best product I can on the field. And the only way I know to do that is to put my head down, grind it out, and put a great game plan together to make the schoolers and the Bryce Behringers and make those guys successful and feel good going into the offseason. And that's what I'm trying to do at the end of the day.
All right, last thing from us for the game on Sunday, the regular season finale. Do you have a key to the game, a special teams key to the game?
Finish strong for us. You know, I think we have ebbs and flows of the season of, we did some really good things. We've had a couple of slips here and there in the middle of the season, and we've ended the season finishing well. We've done a good job overall consistently at certain spots, and I want to see these guys, because we got a lot of young guys playing for us right now. I want to see them take a next step, put a full four quarters together and finish with execution, high-level effort, and playing violent to the football. If I see that on film, I'm going to be very happy leaving this game.
All right.
Yeah, that's a key.
That's our key.
That's a key. We're about to do our keys to the game, Jeremy Springer, so we'll add that one. We appreciate the time all year here on Patriots Friday. I know it's not the year that you guys hope for this season, but we do appreciate you and Alex and DeMarcus taking the time all year long. Best of luck on Sunday, and we'll talk soon.
Hey, I appreciate you guys, man. Thanks again, all the fans and all of that stuff. And like I said, we're always trying to put the best product we can and going to keep striving to do that the best way I know how. Appreciate you guys.
Okay. Thank you.
Jeremy Springer.
Very good.
Joining us as all our guests here, brought to you by Rate and also McFarlane Energy.
Very, very good segue into the keys.
Rich Keefe, what is going to be a couple of keys?
And now, what are your two keys tonight?
Keefe presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, four of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keefe's Keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keefe's Keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keefe's Keys.
It's Keefe's Keys.
Okay, here we go, Jones. It is Bills-Patriots' final game of the regular season. The Patriots are 2.5-point home dogs. 38.5 is the total. The game will be played at beautiful Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. Let's get into the keys.
Okay.
Finish strong.
Well, that's obviously number one.
I heard that one before. Here we go. Gerard Mayo. Guaranteed more than four wins this year. But Bills head coach Sean McDermott praised the communication of the hijackers on 9/11 during a motivation speech to his team. Which is worse?
Something's got to give.
The Bills have scored the most points in the AFC this year. The Patriots have scored the second fewest points in the AFC this year. Trivia question.
Something's got to give.
Trivia question.
Yeah.
Who has scored the fewest in the AFC?
The Browns.
Correct.
Wow, nice. Correct. All right.
Friend of the show, Dietrich Wise Jr. has 5 sacks in 2024. He needs 2.5 sacks in the final game to tie his career high of 7.5 sacks that he set during the 2022 season.
I don't like his odds.
Mitchell Trubisky, a.k.a. Mr. Biscuit, is not just a one-time Pro Bowler. He is also a one-time MVP. Nickelodeon valuable player. He earned that honor in a 21-9 loss to the Saints. So he's basically Jerry West or Connor McDavid. Brendan Schooler made the Pro Bowl.
Good for him.
Brendan Schooler has 2 sacks in 2024. If he records a sack this week against the Bills, he will join safety Rodney Harrison, safety Lawyer Malloy, safety Larry Wigum and cornerback Ricky Reynolds as the only New England defensive backs with more than two sacks in a season.
Wow, that's it, huh? I like Larry Wigum.
Talk about false advertising. According to Google's AI overview, there are no players on the Buffalo roster named William.
That's disappointing.
Kicker Joey Sly connected on a team record 63-yard field goal at the end of the second quarter at San Francisco on September 29th. It is his second 60-yard field goal of his career.
Yeah.
He connected on a 61-yard field goal versus Philadelphia on October 29th, 2023, when he played for Washington. If he connects on a 60-yard field goal this week against Buffalo, he will join Brandon Aubrey, Greg Zuerlein, Matt Prater, and Brett Maher as the only players with at least three 60-yard field goals.
That one's been a key for a lot of weeks.
Buffalo is a slang term for North American bison, but they thought Buffalo Bills sounded better than North American Bison Bills.
It's like a pejorative.
Don't criticize the fans for being passionate.
That's one of the keys to the game.
That's one the Patriots need to study a little more, yeah.
Tackle Vidarian Lowe scored his first career touchdown on a four-yard reception from quarterback Drake May versus the Los Angeles Rams on November 17th, 2024. If he has another touchdown reception this week against Buffalo, he will join guard Dwayne Carswell, center Joe Valerio, guard Mitch Farratt, and tackle Anthony Munoz as the only offensive lineman since 1970 with two touchdown receptions in a single season.
Probably happened a lot before the merger, but since the merger, that's it.
Former Bills running back Orenthal James Simpson isn't just the ultimate jock. He was also an accomplished author. You might know him from his books, OJ, The Education of a Rich Rookie. I want to tell you my response to your letters, your messages, and If I Did It, Confessions of a Killer.
Not just the ultimate jock.
The Bills have never won the Super Bowl, but according to my research, they actually played in four straight Super Bowls, but lost them all. If you come across bison in the wild, look at their tails. If they're just flapping in the breeze, you should be safe. But if they're standing straight up, it may be the last thing you ever see.
What if they're looking at you in the eyes? You can't see the tail.
Former Bills running back Orenthal James Simpson isn't just the ultimate jock. He is also an accomplished prank show host. You might remember him from his short-lived show, Juiced, where he would pull pranks on unsuspecting victims with the help of cosmetic makeup, costumes, and a variety of offbeat characters.
He's the original Carl Havoc is what he was. Yeah, yeah.
In their Week 16 matchup, the Bills only beat this Patriots team by 3 points. They should be embarrassed. With only 3 wins in his first season as head coach of the Patriots, one has to question if Gerard Mayo cuts the mustard. Dump that, Nick. I didn't like how that sounded. Dump that.
Wait, isn't he here? Is that not a kid?
In the 1995 NFL draft, the Buffalo Bills selected Reuben Brown, the second offensive lineman off the board, just behind Tony Boselli, who Bruce Smith believes does not belong in the Hall of Fame.
You're waiting for the Bruce Smith.
I knew it was coming.
We now know the Bills for their red, white, and blue colors, but in the early years, Buffalo wore Honolulu blue, silver, and white, the same colors as the Detroit Lions. This was because the Bills owner, Ralph Wilson, was a minority owner of the Lions, and the Bills' jerseys may have been hand-me-downs from the Lions.
I like my kid.
And finally, Jones, neither team has a Derek, so if you're looking for some Derek football, you won't find it Sunday in Foxborough.
Okay.
Add it up. Gotta go Bills.
Yeah, Bills coming.
Gotta go Bills.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pats, buy a field goal, please.
Pats want to lose.
They're so good at orchestrating things,
they want to lose.
I really feel like they probably are going to win now. Don't you? A little bit?
No. I just took the Bills to... No.
I know.
I just took the Bills to cover by a field goal.
I feel like it sums up the season even better where you're like, you're right there. You're four quarters away.
I'm nervous about it.
Okay, you're at least nervous. I'm nervous about it too.
I think it's very, very, very well within the range of outcomes.
Yeah.
They get Drake May hurt. They win. And they screw up their draft
position. And they keep Mayo. Yeah. Mayo's back. We have the fourth pick.
On Monday, May is hurt. Mayo's back.
Yeah.
They fire Van Pelt.
Fourth pick.
That is like very, very, very possible
for
our
show on Monday. That's as low as they can go, by the way. Right?
Yes. They can't do any worse than four.
All right. So they have a top four pick for the second straight year.
Although this team somehow.
Screwed up.
Yeah, somehow. They
screwed up badly.
They even screw up the math on that. But yeah, they would screw up a lot of things, Keith. A little peek behind the curtain for what we have planned on Monday. They would screw some things up by falling to the fourth pick.
No, we need the first pick.
Yeah, no, we need
it's imperative for what, they have the first pick.
For what we want to do on Monday, they need the first pick.
Yeah.
So don't screw that up, please.
Come on.
Yes? Are you reading some text?
No, I was just reading some text. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What the hell is even happening? If you tune in late to Keys, I can understand it being a little jarring.
I will say people are very complimentary of Springer. Did you notice that?
Now, Springer's a good interview.
Okay, he is.
He's a human.
Yeah, no, he's got good energy. He's like, he's pretty upbeat. I think he's obviously trying to get in front of it. Did he say fans pay their whole paycheck to come see the game? Like, some fans do that.
He's going way out of his way to... But why not?
No, he did the smart thing.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people reacted well to how Jeremy Springer handled it. We also got a touch of news out of him. He's an Elliott Wolf hire. He's not a Jerod Mayo hire.
So he's could be safe.
Yeah, it's just another person Jerod Mayo doesn't know. It's another person
that they're like,
oh, Jerod, you don't know anybody? Yeah. I guess I'll hire this guy that I saw at a pro day one time.
No, the one?
That's how they hired him. That's what he just said.
Right.
That's how they hired him. Elliott Wolf bumped into him at a pro day. He's like, I don't know. I got nothing else. I guess we'll hire this guy. No offense to Jeremy Springer. Good for him for the doors open. You march through it. Good for you. But, like, that speaks to Mayo and how he knows nobody. He has no connections throughout the whole league.
The Rolodex. It's like one card. It just says DeMarcus Covington
Wolf
on it.
Wolf had to trip over a guy at a pro day.
Yeah.
For them to get a special
teams. Do
you want to
coach teams? He's like, what? Do you want to coach our special teams? Please.
I already have a job.
Please coach
our teams. Yeah, but like, come here.
Fine,
I guess.
You know, the one guy Mayo brought in was Covington, who was already here.
Brought in is loose.
Yeah, they didn't bring, he just promoted.
Yeah. No, he just stayed.
He stayed here.
And Bill's kid.
Right, Bill's kid's still here for now.
Well, yeah.
Well, probably going to North Carolina. We haven't talked about that yet. Oh, you haven't talked about that yet? He's wearing Carolina blue all over the building. I think we know where he's going.
What a day.
Yeah, it has been something.
What a day. Tavai.
Jelani Tavai.
Wise. Even that Springer detail there is interesting about
good.
Jerod Mayo. Reese put out the hit on Mayo earlier today, I think. Alex Van Pelt said goodbye to the media yesterday. He said goodbye. Then he was supposed to join us today.
Yeah.
He didn't.
No, he's like, I already said my goodbye. Why would I go on there?
Why would I do
I
that?
I already said bye.
Yeah. Again, it was a nice parting gift for him. He didn't have to come on EEI.
They still have a game to play. What the hell is going to happen on Sunday?
Yeah, and they can still screw it up.
No doubt.
If anybody can, it's them. 617-779-7937. The keys are up on the Odyssey app shortly. You can check those out if you missed them. It's quite a whirlwind. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending. And when we come back, it's time for Grab Bag.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the
Grab Bag.
You can't handle the
Grab Bag.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Bruins are losers of back-to-back games after falling 2-1 to the Rangers last night. The Bees will wrap up their three-game road trip tomorrow night in Toronto against the Maple Leafs. Face-off is at 7 o'clock. Also last night, the Celtics got the 118-115 win over the Timberwolves in Minnesota. The Seas are right back at it tonight when the Celtics are in Houston to play the Rockets. Tip-off from the Toyota Center is at 8 o'clock. This Sunday is the Patriots season finale against the Buffalo Bills. Kickoff from Gillette Stadium is at 1. Week 18 in the NFL begins tomorrow afternoon, and you can hear the call of the games right here on 93.7 WEEI-FM. Westwood One's coverage begins at 4 o'clock. Browns and Ravens kick off at 4:30, followed by Bengals Steelers, which kicks off at 8 o'clock. Notre Dame closed out the quarterfinals of the college football playoffs with their 23-10 upset win over number 2 Georgia. The semifinals of the playoffs will begin next Thursday. And tomorrow afternoon, BC takes on Georgia Tech in Georgia. Tip-off is at noon, and you can catch the call of the game on WEEI AM 850 with coverage beginning at 11:45. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.